Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to our radio program, Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to talk about these shifting and amazing times. And as you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. This radio program is a commercial-free hour during which we're going to be sharing enlightening information and powerful guidance that has been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding on this planet right now. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feelings of fearful anticipation and being overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in ever-increasing frequencies, in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness that's ever occurred on this planet. Now, for greater clarity, I'd like to explain to you, again, who the beings of light are. We haven't talked about this for a long time, and we have a lot of new people participating, so I'd like to reiterate the sharings that we've given about the beings of light from the realms of illumined truth and why they're helping us in such monumental ways at this time. These beings include the entire company of heaven, and they consist of spiritual beings that we're all familiar with from the various world religions, and they also include the solar logos, who are the representatives from suns beyond suns of our Father, Mother, God. And they're the cosmic and galactic beings from galaxies beyond galaxies. And they also include myriad ascended masters, galactic beings from the Federation of Light, and angelic beings of all graded order throughout infinity. All of these beings of light work in unison with our Father, Mother, God. All of these wonderful aspects of divinity are children of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. They are our sisters and brothers who have evolved to a higher level of evolution over eons of time. And they are sons and daughters of God, just like you and me. But due to the eons of experience they have, they are the equivalent of college professors compared to you and me being kindergarten students. During this critical time on planet Earth, the beings of light in this realm of illumined truth are coming through the veil to meet us halfway. These messengers of God are projecting their light and their divine guidance through every conceivable open door. This knowledge is flooding into the mental and emotional strata of the Earth so that we can connect with it through our hearts and minds. This is happening at an accelerated pace in order to encourage and uplift humanity in the face of all of the adversity that is surfacing on this planet to be healed and transmuted back into light. These beings of light are communicating with anyone who is willing to reach up in consciousness on behalf of him or herself or on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. They are openly communicating with the I Am Presence, which is the true God Self of every person on the planet. And they are communicating in various ways. These beings of light communicate with us through open heart and mind telepathic communication, through our meditations, through our prayers, through our quiet times of listening and asking for divine intervention. This is not about being psychic or having supernatural abilities or greatly advanced ESP. It is about being an ordinary human being who is willing to go within and ask for assistance. We've all heard the invocations and the requests, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. These are not just lofty platitudes or religious rhetoric. These are profound truths and universal laws that we are all subject to. The beings of light will not interfere with our free will, and they do not have permission from our Father, Mother, God to intervene in our lives without us asking them to and giving them permission. Once we do that, we must then listen for the guidance from our I Am Presence and the company of heaven. This is available to all of us. In fact, it is part of our divine birthright, part of our experience on this physical plane that we were never supposed to lose, and we only lost after we fell in such dense frequencies of vibration that we forgot we were children of God and that the company of heaven are there to guide and direct us through this earthly experience. Instead, we started believing that we were worthless sinners and worms in the dust and started creating this alter personality that we know as our human ego. And this fragmented, fear-based part of our consciousness came to believe that the physical plane is all that exists and that its purpose and reason for being was just to gratify the physical senses of our earthly bodies. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Our purpose and reason for being is to learn how to co-create patterns of perfection in this physical plane and to learn how to work with our Father, Mother, God as we expand the kingdom of heaven on earth. The closest thing that I can describe to this process as we're reaching up to tap into those higher realms of illumined truth is similar to what people go through during their near-death experience. Unfortunately, we don't always understand that, but we don't have to die in order to communicate with the beings of light from on high. When we lift up in consciousness by going within and invoking the divine assistance of our I Am Presence, we give permission for that aspect of our true God potential to take command of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Then our I Am Presence escorts us into those higher realms of light, and we pass through that so-called dark tunnel that people talk about when they're talking about their near-death experience. This dark tunnel is simply passing through the humanly created psychic astral realm of illusion. These are the negative thought forms, the negative patterns, the negative feelings and belief systems that humanity has created through our fragmented, fear-based, lower human ego. Once we get through this elusive realm that's known as the psychic astral realm, we move into the realms of light. Then when we enter this unfathomable light of God in the realms of illumined truth, we have access to all of the beings of light there. From this level of consciousness, we are able to perceive these beings of light, and we can communicate with them through open heart and mind telepathic communication. This is different from the process known as channeling or receiving psychic transmissions from the ascended realms of light. Telepathic communication is what we're all doing all the time, whether we've been consciously aware of it or not. It's a very natural process. And it is available to all of us. In open heart and mind telepathic communication, we can have conversation with these beings of light, just like we have conversations with each other in this physical plane of earth. The difference is that instead of using spoken words, the thoughts and feelings we are expressing are being projected directly into the divinity in their hearts, and then they in turn communicate back, projecting their thoughts and feelings into the divinity within our hearts. And we experience what they're communicating to us as an inner knowing. Through this process, our perception is unimpeded by any confusion of our outer minds or misinterpretation. With telepathic communication, there's less room for misinterpretation, which is often the case when we're talking about spoken words and verbal expressions. At this time, due to the plethora of information that's pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth through myriad sources all over the world, it's important for us to use our discernment. So when contemplating the messages that we're reading from other people that they have received from the realms of truth, regardless of how much we trust someone or how clear or sincere we believe they are, that information is still being filtered through that person's consciousness, which will be different than our consciousness. And they will interpret it through their own earthly experiences, which sometimes would be entirely different than we would interpret the same information. So the ideal, and what the beings of light are encouraging all of us to do, is to reach up and to tap into these realms of illumined truth and communicate with these beings of light ourselves, so that our I Am presence can share this information with us in the divinity of our heart without someone else's interpretation of it. For this reason, we should first assimilate all information that we're receiving ourselves or that other people are sending to us, or that we're reading or that we're listening to, whether it's a workshop, whether it's a class, whether it's something we're reading on the internet. We need to not just automatically accept that this is from the highest realm and appropriate for us. Instead, we should observe this information, read it, take it into our heart as food for thought. Then we should ask our I Am presence to reveal to us if this message is true for us or not. It may be true for the other person, but it may not be true for us. So we need to ask our I Am presence for illumination and see if this information is aligned with our individual divine plans and our highest good. If it is, great. See how you can utilize it in your life experience. If it doesn't resonate as truth, just let it go. And I promise you, if something is being shared with you that doesn't resonate as truth at this moment, and you just let it go, your I Am presence will keep presenting that information to you if it's important for you to have to fulfill your divine plan. And it'll come into your sphere of awareness in very gentle and loving ways, over and over again, through myriad different sources and in different ways, until it finally resonates and you can really comprehend what's being shared with you. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I will be sharing with you on this program on a weekly basis, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything that I'm sharing as truth just because I've told you that it's come from the beings of light in the realms of living truth. Instead, listen to your inner guidance. Ask your I Am presence to reveal to you, is this information appropriate for you? Then you'll know if it's information is truth for you or not, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan and accomplishing your mission in life. We can sense with an inner knowing if this is right for us. And if it isn't, just let it go. Be selective. Maybe some of the things will resonate as truth. Maybe all of it will resonate as truth. Maybe none of it will resonate as truth. But be perceptive, have discernment, and ask for that inner guidance. This is an unprecedented and extremely rare moment on this planet. And the ultimate goal of our God presence and all humanity is for all of us to be able to reach up in consciousness and tap into the realms of illumined truth for ourselves, so that we can communicate directly with the beings of light as we've always been supposed to be able to do, so that we will not have to depend on anyone else's interpretation of the information that is coming forth to assist humanity during this critical moment of evolution on this planet. So now, as we begin this special time together today, I'd like to begin with a guided visualization. And I'm going to lead you through this visualization that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven to help you reach up through these realms of confusion out of the frequencies of our lower human consciousness into the embrace of our I Am presence. The purpose of this activity of light is to help each of us begin the process of lifting up in consciousness into the embrace of our true God reality. This visualization and many others are available on my CD that's titled Physical Transformation. And if you're interested, this CD is available through our secure website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. So now, please join with me, and through our unified efforts, we are joining with lightworkers around the world who are joining us in consciousness. And we are going to invoke the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to join with us in this visualization. It's important for us to understand that we are one with all life, and all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. So when we invoke the I Am presence, the God Self of each person, and invoke the light of God on that person's behalf, it gives that person's I Am presence permission to intervene in their life. And the I Am presence will take the knowledge and the light that we are invoking and project it forth into the conscious mind and the heart of the person in perfect alignment with their highest good and their divine plan. If there's anything that isn't appropriate for that I Am presence, for that person, the I Am presence will just sift through it and allow it to resonate in the heart of the person with the highest good of all concerned. So please join with me now, and through our unified efforts, we're going to add to the light of the world, and during this monumentally powerful time on the planet, we're going to lift up every man, woman, and child on Earth. I'm going to state this visualization in the first person so that we will each experience it as a gift from our I Am presence and our Father, Mother, God, personally and tangibly. But remember, because we are one with all life, we also have the ability to invoke the light on behalf of every man, woman, and child on Earth, and to serve as a surrogate on each person's behalf through their I Am presence. Know that as we are lifted up through this invocation on this sacred and holy day, all life on Earth is being lifted up with us. So now, please breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke our I Am presence and the I Am presence of every precious soul belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Regardless of how far that person may be from remembering that they are a beloved and cherished child of God, their I Am presence knows that and is going to intervene in their lives in alignment with their divine plan and their highest good. Collectively now, through our I Am presence, we invoke the entire company of heaven and the legions of light throughout infinity. We ask these precious beings to anchor this visualization that we are invoking now securely within the divinity of each person's heart flame in alignment with their highest good. And we ask that this be God victoriously accomplished within each person's divine plan. This visualization that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven is called the Ascension into the I Am Presence. And this activity of light is specifically for that purpose, to raise up the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into the embrace of our I Am presence, our true God reality. And we begin. I am now ready for my ascension into my I Am presence. I sit comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. And for this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the immortal victorious threefold flame within my heart. This sacred fire, this immortal victorious threefold flame, is the divine balance of my Father God's sapphire blue radiance of divine will, power, and authority. My Mother God, who I have referred to as the Holy Spirit's divine love nature of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life, and the sunshine yellow golden flame of the Son and Daughter of God's consciousness of wisdom, enlightenment, and illumination. The pink flame of my Mother God's love, the yellow gold flame of the Christ's light of the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom, and the blue flame of my Father God's divine will and power is my immortal victorious threefold flame, and it is the reflection within me of the Holy Trinity. I have walked through the winter of my discontent into the glory of a new day, now filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. And as I lift up in consciousness, I realize victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. The perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God is now returning to earth. And my I Am presence is awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of my every thought, word, action, and feeling. With this inner knowing, I realize that I have the awesome responsibility of becoming the full manifestation of my beloved I Am presence while I am still embodied on earth. This literally means integrating my luminous solar I Am presence and my fifth dimensional solar light bodies, my solar physical, etheric, mental, and emotional light bodies into my four earthly bodies. This integration is occurring within me at this time at an atomic cellular level. Daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that I can withstand in every 24-hour period. As I move forward during this monumentally powerful time, every electron, every atom, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of these bodies are being filled with multifaceted, fifth-dimensional solar light. This integration is allowing my I Am presence to take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And as this occurs, my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions begin to reflect the divine love, harmony, and balance of my Father, Mother, God. This transformation is changing my physical reality into the infinite physical perfection of heaven on earth, being expanded through our new planetary cause of divine love. this is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity. And it is being presented through the divinity within me and every man, woman, and child on earth, right here and right now, through this activity of light that has been given to humanity by the company of heaven. I contemplate this truth. And as this sacred knowledge resonates in my heart of hearts, I experience my immortal victorious threefold flame expanding and expanding. This divine balance of my Father God's power, my Mother God's love, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom that pulsates through this threefold flame is now enveloping all four of my earthly bodies. My I Am presence now lovingly commands my lower human consciousness, my human ego, to release my physical, etheric, emotional, mental bodies, so that I can raise these vehicles up and I can love this lower aspect of my human consciousness into the light and the embrace of my I Am presence, literally loving my human ego free. My I Am presence now commands lower human consciousness, I am the I Am presence of your being. I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity you have provided for growth and learning in this physical plane. But I now command you into the light. Lower human consciousness, with the divine power and love that I am, I command you now to release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Lower human consciousness, I now love you free. Ascend into the higher schools of learning and be transformed back into God's perfection. My I Am presence now steps into the full authority of my four earthly bodies. And my vehicles are raised into the perfection of my fifth-dimensional solar light bodies. I ascend in consciousness into the kingdom of heaven, the vibratory realm of infinite physical perfection, the realm of my solar I Am presence. I stand forth now as a complete God being within the glorious multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my fifth dimensional solar I Am presence. My heart, mind, and voice are centered within the 12-fold solar flame, reflecting all of the 12 solar aspects of deity from my Father, Mother, God, that is the aura and the radiance of my solar I Am presence. My feet are planted firmly on earth, but simultaneously, I am one with all of the ascended realms of infinite perfection. I am a being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my solar I am presence, I am now one with all of humanity, standing forth and realizing that we are children of God, beloved and empowered God beings on every realm of consciousness that is associated with this blessed planet. Within my solar I am presence, I am the cosmic flame of harmony, liberating divine solar light into every physical and chemical interaction within my earthly bodies, healing and restoring all the energy bonds between atoms and within atoms to the fifth dimensional solar vibrational frequency of God's infinite perfection. I now know, with all of the faith of my precious I Am presence, that contained within this flowing electronic pattern of light is everything necessary to heal my physical body and the entire physical plane of Earth. This sacred light from the heart of my Father, Mother, God contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, the spin, and the electronic charge of every cell, atom, and electron of life on Earth. I feel all of the energy bonds within the atomic realm now accelerating in vibration toward the frequency of infinite physical perfection. Every cell of life is now blazing with the full perfection of fifth dimensional solar light, the tangible reality of the new Earth. Within my solar I am present. I am this divine light of God, liberated in every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein. This includes the relationship of all people, all organizations, all races, all religions, and all nations. Liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being, expanding the sphere of humanity's solar I Am presence on Earth in the physical plane, and expanding our new planetary cause of divine love through every facet of humanity's existence. Within the peace of the great solar quiet manifesting on Earth through this sacred light from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, I know this higher reality within my mind, and I am receiving clearly now the divine promptings, ideas, and concepts from my solar I Am presence and from the entire company of heaven. I feel this higher reality now within my feeling world, itself within the great causal body of God. And I am a calm ocean of these divine qualities, blazing forth to bless all life through the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit, our beloved Mother God. I am now a living, light-filled temple of this invincible perfection, I am vibrant health, infinite abundance, eternal youth, divine love, vitality, and joy. I am my solar-like bodies of I am consciousness, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth, able to easily communicate with all realms of perfection through open heart and mind telepathic communication. And so it is. I now gently return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my body. As I gently move my fingers and toes, I integrate through this new vehicle my solar-like bodies now made manifest on Earth, and I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth on behalf of all humanity. I breathe deeply and gently as I absorb the bliss of this moment on Earth. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. Beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am. Feeling this light securely anchored through your heart flame, breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, return your consciousness to the room and gently open your eyes. Precious one, as I mentioned, if you are interested in this visualization to be able to utilize it through your earthly sojourn, it and many other meditations are available on the two-set CD, Physical Transformation, which is available on our website. eraofpeace.org if you are interested or think that will help you in any way as you assist through this evolutionary moment of incredible light and acceleration. One of the things the beings of light are really encouraging us all to do in the midst of the chaos manifesting in the outer world is to stay focused on the light. During this auspicious time, the beings of light are consistently imploring us to take our attention away from the things that are causing the pain and suffering and to focus instead on the light and what we want to manifest in our earthly experiences. Even in the face of seeming adversity, it is vital that we use our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower what we want to manifest in our lives and in the world. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, we are going to empower those things and sustain the very things that we're trying to eliminate in our lives. Know that with every thought, word, feeling, and action, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. There's no such thing as just neutral energy. Every thought, word, action, or feeling contains an energy, vibration, and consciousness that is either vibrating with a frequency of predominantly light or predominantly darkness. Be cognizant of this truth and monitor the focus of your attention moment by moment. Each day, ask yourself, is what I am thinking and feeling at this moment what I want to be empowering? With these thoughts and feelings, am I adding to the light of the world or the shadows? And if you're adding to the shadows, say, okay, I want to transmute this thought and feeling through the power of the violet flame of God's infinite transmutation, and I want to focus on this instead and put your mind on what you want to create in your life and what you want to manifest instead of the negative thought or feeling that you were empowering unconsciously or subconsciously. In order to inspire you to keep on keeping on, I'd like to share with you once again how the critical mass affects our ability to change our lives. So many times people are focusing on positive things and their lives don't seem to change. So they give up and they think, well, this positive thought stuff just doesn't work. But it's not true. We're working with the laws of physics in this physical plane, and we're subject to the laws of critical mass and energy, vibration, and consciousness. There's a phenomenon that often causes humanity to feel frustrated and powerless when it comes to changing our lives. And that phenomenon is known as reaching the critical mass, or in popular culture, it's being called the tipping point. When we awaken and begin to understand the power of our thoughts and feelings, we realize the importance of monitoring and focusing our attention on something that we want to manifest and controlling our behavior patterns and not empowering the negativity that we're trying to eliminate in our lives. As a result of this new insight, we often put forth an effort to think positively, and we strive to hold our thoughts and feelings on what we want to manifest instead of our fears and the things that we're trying to eliminate in our lives. When that happens, we envision heaven on earth, and we breathe life into our thought forms with positive affirmations, meditations, decrees, buoyant joy, and often heartfelt enthusiasm. But often, after what seems like a valiant effort, we continue to experience many of the same old problems. This unfortunate situation causes us to become discouraged and to lose faith in our ability to make any changes in our lives. And at that point, we usually feel like our efforts are futile. And when we decide that they're futile, we give up and we stop trying to make our lives better. That's when we let go of our visions and our hope. And when we do that, we begin to regress into negative thinking patterns again. And we start dwelling on our fears and our problems and our challenges instead of our goals and our hopes and our dreams. As a result of that tragic relapse, things begin getting worse in our lives again, and our situation appears even more hopeless and helpless than before. So once we understand the phenomenon of reaching critical mass that the beings of light have really shared with us for this purpose, it gives us the courage to persevere until our goals are accomplished. When we understand how critical mass affects our changing process, we'll have the courage to stay focused on the light even in the face of apparent failure. And that apparent failure is always an illusion, because our thoughts, words, feelings and actions are powerful. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. And when we explore a minuscule fraction of the vast science of quantum mechanics or quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches what is called a critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron ascends into the new frequency. The instant the electron reaches the critical mass, nothing can prevent this unstoppable shift into the higher frequency. A critical mass is very complex, and it's unique in every situation and has a lot of different variables. But the Company of Heaven has said that for simplicity, for us to think of reaching critical mass as reaching 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're talking about or trying to manifest. For instance, when 51% of an electron is vibrating at the higher frequency, the remaining 49% is instantly absorbed into the new vibration, and the entire frequency is lifted into the higher vibration. Okay, so now how does quantum physics affect our ability to take charge of our own lives and to change our own life situations? Well, as we strive to improve our lives, the same laws of quantum physics apply. These are universal laws, which we're all subject to, that affect this physical plane that we're living in. When empowering a vision or a thought form, the moment the critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness is reached in alignment with our vision or our thought form, nothing can prevent that from manifesting in our life experiences. So the moment the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings is empowering our thought form instead of the thing we're trying to transmute, then there will be an unstoppable shift and nothing will be able to prevent our thought form from manifesting. The problem is that we never know just when we're going to reach that moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs to indicate that we're on the brink of reaching critical mass. In fact, many times, it looks like we are very far away from that instant of transformation. The reason for that is that our I Am presence is giving us the opportunity to transmute the blocks and the resistance that have surfaced to be cleared out of the way at a greatly accelerated pace. When this happens, we usually feel a little overwhelmed because all of these things that are preventing our thought form from manifesting are being pushed to the surface. We easily see the garbage coming up. What we don't easily see is the incredible light that's pushing this garbage to the surface at an accelerated pace so that we can quickly transmute it and our thought form will manifest. We erroneously conclude that when all this garbage starts coming up, our efforts must be failing. That's when we just give up. The beings of light have said that many times we have been a breath away from reaching a critical mass of our goal. And since we did not realize that, we got discouraged and stopped working toward our life-transforming changes. Consequently, our hopes and dreams were never fulfilled. Let's not allow that to happen at this time. This is an incredibly powerful year, and we have never had the magnitude of assistance from the heavenly realms that we are receiving at this particular time. And the reason for that is that there is this monumental awakening taking place on the planet, and every single day there are billions of souls that in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God. We have reached a critical mass of humanity invoking divine intervention in our lives. This has caused the floodgates of heaven to open, and we are resisting the maximum intervention from on high every single moment of this evolutionary process. The maximum intervention the cosmic law will allow. So, in very practical terms, critical mass means that when we are striving to create prosperity in our lives, the moment our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings from all time frames and dimensions are vibrating with a critical mass of prosperity consciousness instead of poverty consciousness, our life circumstances will shift and we will begin to experience prosperity. The moment a critical mass of our energy is aligned with self-esteem and love from all time frames and dimensions, we will magnetize positive relationships into our lives. The moment a critical mass of our energy, vibration, and consciousness from all time frames and dimensions is aligned with peace, harmony, and balance, we will manifest those divine qualities tangibly in our life experiences. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is vital for us to understand that the light of God is infinitely more powerful than any of the fragmented human miscreations we have inadvertently created in the past. For instance, poverty has no power over the infinite abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any of the other humanly created maladies that are causing all of the pain and suffering that is surfacing to be transmuted back into light at this time. As long as we stay focused on the light and concentrate our energy to empower only the positive experiences that we want to create in our lives and in the world, we will manifest our visions and dreams faster than we can possibly imagine. Whatever you do, do not give up. Keep on keeping on. And as we've talked about many times on this radio program, the violet flame, which is the perfect balance of our Father God's sapphire blue divine will and power, and our Mother God's crystalline pink essence of divine love and reverence for life, the violet flame is a powerful tool that will help us to transmute the misqualified thoughts, words, actions, and feelings from the past and our human ego. So whenever we are empowering our visions and our thought forms, when we complete those invocations and those visualizations, all we have to say as we invoke the power of the violet flame to transmute anything from our past, from all time frames and dimensions, that would interfere with, block, or prevent these thought forms from manifesting. And since light is infinitely more powerful, the violet flame has the ability to transmute hundreds of lifetimes worth of negativity in the twinkling of an eye. So invoke the light of God, focus on the power and the positive things, and continually affirm that you transmute with the power of the violet flame anything that would prevent these positive thoughts and feelings from manifesting in your life. This information is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth during this critical moment on Earth to help us remember that if we do not like what is happening in our lives, we have the option to do something about it. We are not the victims of circumstance. We are the creators of circumstance. This is why we have been invested with the gift of free will and the creative faculties of thought and feeling. Our purpose and reason for being is to learn to co-create the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God in the physical world of form, thus manifesting the kingdom of heaven on earth, so that we can become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, expanding the boundaries of God's infinite perfection and endless light. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. Now, we do not have to believe in the various universal laws to exist on this earth, but since we are all subject to them, it is just common sense for us to try and accept them, at least as a possibility in our lives. We do not have to believe that every single thought, word, action, and feeling that we have will go out and affect the world and then return to us, affecting our personal lives. But this is happening scientifically to the letter, in spite of any disbelief that we may be empowering at this time. It is important that we put things back into perspective and start accepting responsibility for turning our lives around instead of wallowing in this poor me victim consciousness, which just perpetuates our pain and suffering. When we deliberately focus on transforming our lives and co-creating heaven on earth, our efforts are empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence and the entire company of heaven. All we have to do is invoke the assistance of the company of heaven and ask them to intercede on our behalf. And when we do that, our success is assured. This is a powerful time for each and every one of us to go within to the divinity of our heart, the cosmic moment for us to fulfill that infinite light is right here and right now. Precious Heart, thank you for tuning in with us today and for your willingness to be an instrument of God. Focus on the divinity within you and empower your visions of the new heaven and the new earth. Please join with us next week as we continue to expand the light of the world on this blessed planet. My name is Patricia Cota Robles. My website is eraofpeace.org. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. And so it is.